Dogs will be dogs, though we may roam. Leave the door open, tonight I'm coming home. Dogs will be dogs, no leash in sight. Leave the door open.
Oh, yeah, I knew I could hit the note. Just start the music.
Better now. Drunk some water. Now I'm ready to record. I don't know why I attempted to do that. I am a podcaster, not a singer. Well, at least not anymore. A long time ago, one would say I had the voice of an angel, but I gave that up to be among the people. I'm lying, but it just sounds so smooth on this mic. What is going on, everyone? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to another exciting, long-awaited episode of the Chillin' with Chillers podcast. I am your host, who will forever do the most, whether it's from city to city, train to train, plane to plane, or coast to freaking coast. No matter where, no matter when, no matter how, I will always and forever be one of your favorite podcasters to tune in and listen to. Hopefully. It's your boy, Chillest. And it's so great to speak with all of you. It's been a little rough to try to get this episode recorded, but we are here nonetheless. During that time away, I hope you've all been well and good spirits. Hope you've had great days, afternoons, evenings, and nights. Hope you've been surrounded by nothing but positive vibes, fantastic people, and amazing food in any specific order of your choosing. And most importantly, above all else, I do hope that you have a place to go to when the world does the most, with its trials and tribulations, sponsored and brought to you by life. Wow, that was a lot to say. Oh my God. But I got it. I got it down pat. I have not lost my touch. I had to wait to record this episode today. I made the announcement on Instagram, and I noticed, you know, just to bring up something that I've always mentioned. Every time I mention when an episode's about to drop, I usually have to wait or something happens. But I was determined to do it nonetheless, and it is 3 a.m. That's how determined I was, because I feel like I have one more week to talk about this, and then it's just a dead topic, because I wanted to discuss Drake's recent album, For All the Dogs, but last week I couldn't record because of my work schedule. And the week before when it came out, I felt like it was too early to discuss it. I really feel like when it comes to music, you have to really just sit and let it process. You know, I think we're in an age where everyone is quick to talk about something right away just to get, you know, just to be trending most likely, or just to talk about it, to say they spoke about it first, or just to criticize it because, you know, there's a lot of haters out there. I don't know why I'm so passionate to call people out. Everyone is free to do whatever they want. But I when it comes to music, I feel like that's my niche. So I'm really, really, really hyped to talk about this. And the fact that I was really hyped to talk about this, I knew it was going to take a while for me to record. But here we are, October 22nd, 3:02 a.m., ready to talk music. I hope you're all, you know, I don't think anyone's going to be up now listening to this. This episode probably won't even be out until 6 a.m., 7 a.m., you know. I remember back in the day when I used to record episodes and release them right then and there. And I was like, yo, I wonder if anyone's on Spotify. Yo, Chillest drop. I think about that stuff. But now I said to myself, nah, you know what? Let me do it 6 a.m. And by the time I wake up, I'll share it with everyone and then go from there. There's a lot to share, too, in this episode. So, yeah, I'm excited, but I can't get to that yet. Let me, Let's dive right into it. So, yeah, Drake released For All the Dogs October 6th. And that album has been met with a lot of mixed reviews. There's a lot of people saying that it's good, as usual. You have the Drake stans out there. There are those who are saying that, you know, it's give it time. That was my stance for a while, as soon as I listened to it, actually. And then there are those who are saying it's just trash, it's not for them, and that Drake fell off. Overall, my opinion about the album is it's enjoyable. And it's so funny because when I first listened to it, I dreaded the idea of listening to 23 songs. But I did that. I do that with every artist. Sometimes I feel like it's weird. Maybe because my expectations were subverted a long time ago with his past few albums. But when I saw that it was 23 albums and the time that I listened to the album, I think it was around 12 midnight. I was like, I'm not going to be able to. It took me 2 days to finish it. It took me 2 days to finish the album. And when I finished listening to it, I reserved my opinion. Everyone that I knew was like, nah, this album's trash. He sounds lazy. Sounds like he's falling off. Why does he sound immature? Where's the growth? And I was like, damn. Because I was saying all that stuff in my head too. But then I thought about it and I was like, I thought about the artist Drake himself. That sounded weird to say at 3 a.m. What I mean is I thought about the kind of music that he releases and who he is as a person and what he's been saying this entire time. And I was like, you know something? Drake, at the end of the day, is an experimental artist. So anything he's going to drop most likely is something that he thinks is going to sound good and over time will grow. I will use his last album as an example. Honestly, never mind. And I should have spoken about that when it came out. I think I did. I really have to go revisit the episodes I did last year. Because Honestly, Never Mind threw me off. When I looked at the artwork, I was saying to myself, okay, this looks like a rap album. Because the cover gave me 2003 MySpace vibes, and that font was normally associated with just anything hip-hop related, anything rap. That's my opinion, anyway. It just reminded me of those shirts I used to see in music videos. So I was like, all right, we're getting a hip-hop album. First song that played, I was like, all right, this is the intro. Sounds a little weird. It was a dance album. And I was like, well, damn, okay, I wasn't expecting that. So because my expectations were subverted, I didn't receive the album the way I guess, because I assumed it was going to be something, it automatically just affected the way I heard it. Because I was like, I don't want to hear this. But then over time, I enjoyed the album. I have like flights booked. Sorry, I'm recording at a location that I don't want to share, but it is my mom's house. So I don't want to say, flights book is my shit. All right, she's sleeping. Yeah, flights book. Flights book is fire. That's one of my favorite songs on the album. And over time, as I listened to it, I started to enjoy it. And I realized that, okay, when I remove my expectations from something, I can listen to it without a bias. So I did the same thing with For All the Dogs. When I first heard the title, and I heard what he had mentioned when he was on his tour, It's All a Blur, he was saying that, okay, I'm going to give you all the old Drake. So I immediately said to myself, okay, he's probably going to go back to, singing on a track, rapping on a track. But I didn't know what to take away from that. So I was just like, all right, let's just wait for it to come out. It was originally supposed to come out in September, and I was hype about it. Then he pushed the date back, and I was like, all right, well, here we go. And I'm going to get into why I say that in a second. Then the album finally dropped when he changed the date to October 6th. The first song wasn't bad. It did give me that ambiance of old Drake. You know, I was like, all right, cool. The more I listened to it, the more I was just like, I've outgrown this kind of music. Usually what makes me like a song or appreciate an artist's body of work is when I'm able to relate to the lyrics, or I can enjoy the beat and the lyrics and it just comes together in the most godly way possible. Or, you know, the message in the song is strong. That's why my favorite artist is J. Cole. I relate a lot to his music in a sense where it just sounds like coming of age music. You know, you talk about where you are, where you're going, how you're getting there, and you know, looking back. And in Drake's case, I look at Drake as an R&B rapper. So most of the time if his music is based on, you know, like relationships or how he is with women, I disconnect with that because I don't relate to it, but I can enjoy it. He has a lot of music that I can relate to. The idea that it was 23 songs scared me too, because I can't, for some reason, I can't push through a 23. I'm lying. That's very weird for me to say that. But with Drake, when it comes to all those songs altogether, I got disappointed because way back when Scorpion dropped, I was very hyped. But, you know, I was really invested. When it comes to music, I get invested very, very much so, in a sense that how the artist moves, I pay attention to that. And then I can tell when, damn, who the hell am I to say that? Sometimes I can feel like a project is genuinely put together and each song goes with one another. And then I can tell when songs are just put together out of nowhere and they don't connect, but they flow well. So when he first announced Scorpion during the whole, you know, Drake Pusha T beef, he then made an announcement that it was going to be a side A and side B. And I was like, no, he's picking apart the formula. No. And when I listen to Scorpion now, I'm like, you can tell it's not what it was supposed to be. I feel that way with Views, too. I feel that way with Views, Scorpion, For All the Dogs. I feel like he kind of went back and was like, hold up, take this, take this, take this, take this, take this, and then redo this. You could kind of, I don't know, maybe it's just me. Maybe I just feel like I know something about music that I really don't know, and I'm just talking a bunch of nonsense. But I feel like For All the Dogs was redone after he came back from tour or during tour. A lot of the songs sounded like they, it was a lot of songs that wasn't necessary on there. But it's funny because if it was a mixtape, I think I would have heard it differently. But the fact that this is his last album for a while because he said he's going to take a break through to, you know, his health, I was like, it'll probably grow on me. Most likely it's mood music and it'll hit because I'm about to give you all like a list of my favorite songs from that album. And in addition to that, I'm going to rank all the Drake albums that I like. I'm not going to include two, and that is What a Time to Be Alive and Her Loss, because those are collaborative projects. So, I mean, no. I just strictly want to do, like, you know, traditional albums in which it's just him and featuring other artists. So I'm just going to keep it. I'm going to keep those two out. But yeah, my favorite songs from the album. Hold on for a second, because I got to open up iTunes. I got to make sure I don't play iTunes because I don't want any music to play and I got to edit the clip. But yeah, there was a lot of songs on the album that I really enjoyed. Virginia Beach was good. I did like the first song on the album. Wasn't crazy about Amen. Calling for You was good. Fear of Heights. Daylight. First Person. Can we talk about First Person Shooter? I know people are still talking about it. So even though, like I said, this topic is probably going to be dead by the end of this week, or by the time next week rolls around. First Person Shooter featuring J. Cole. If there was something that I wanted from this album, it was a J. Cole feature. It felt like it was needed because Drake and J. Cole kind of came up around the same time. I don't know if we're ever going to get a Drake, J. Cole, Kendrick song. I want to say that, you know, these artists are capable of growth and looking past the differences, and they'll come together to surprise us, because I want a J. Cole, Kendrick album, and I do want a Kendrick feature on a Drake album. I think J. Cole is in the middle, so he'll hop on either artist's song or project, but that would be kind of cool. I think that would really just shake up the world if those three got on the song together. But J. Cole and Drake was what I wanted on either J. Cole's album or Drake's album. And I do say this unbiasedly, J. Cole had the better verse on that song. And I joke to say that's why Drake changed the beat up, because he was like, you know what, Cole, that beat is yours. I'm just going to switch it up, but it's still going to be a feature. That's where I got the old Drake vibes from, too, when, you know, he would switch up the songs. Switch up the beats in the song. So I was like, okay, I could see where he's saying it. And no one knows what old Drake means other than Drake. So I couldn't take my expectations like they were the definitive expectations that everybody was going to have and be like, yeah, no. What I'm saying is right. I didn't know what he meant, but he knew what he meant. And then I got that idea. Right, when you switch the songs up, that's kind of old Drake. You singing, that's kind of old Drake. But I think, you know, I did watch an interview he did, I can't remember the year. It's so crazy how much time has passed. I want to say it was the 2020 interview he did, and he was saying that, you know, he's at a space where he wants to experiment. So I took that as, you know, the next songs or projects that he's gonna drop are not gonna be songs that we're used to. He's an artist that's able to switch lanes. I'm not saying that he's able to do it successfully, but no one would find it weird. You know, he did a song with Bad Bunny. I don't think that's something that anyone would find weird if Drake does. And now, you know, music has changed so much over the years that we're getting a lot of crossovers with artists of different genres coming together. And it's not weird anymore. It's something that's normal. But there's still some artists that if they were to do that, it'd be like, all right, it's a weird flex, but I'll take it. Like, if J. Cole did a song with Bad Bunny, I wouldn't be mad at it, but it would catch me by surprise. But he did, you know, Drake was saying he wanted to experiment a lot more. And I thought he really did that too much on Views. You know, he was doing I wanted to say Caribbean or Jamaican. Let's just call it Island. I feel like that's insensitive, but, you know, when he was trying to go that route, it was just like, okay. I was ready for that phase to be over so much. But then it's so crazy because later on I said, you know, Views, I appreciate it now more. So like I said, music hits at a certain time. It may not sound good now, but it'll sound good later. is this like an album I rank very highly? Of course not. Because again, even though my expectations were removed when I listened to it, I did have expectations overall. So I was like, I don't see myself going back to listening to this album fully. There are three Drake albums I can listen to fully, and I'm not giving my ranking right now. I'm just saying, Thank Me Later, Take Care, and Nothing Was the Same. I can listen to those songs straight through. I can listen to those albums straight through without skipping. I enjoy each song. That's where my mind goes when I hear Drake's music now and I feel like the tracks aren't connected. If you listen to Thank Me Later, wait. If you listen to Nothing Was the Same and Take Care, you can tell that those two albums are projects. They flow together. Each song complements and connects to the next and previous ones. It's so crazy. It's crazy. You may call me crazy, but if there's anything you're going to take away from this episode, it's listen to Take Care and Nothing Was the Same straight through. Those albums are the definition of what a project is. The reason why I can't put Thank Me Later on that list is because I remember way back in 2009, Drake was saying that he was kind of rushed to put the album together. So I don't think that is what he intended on making, even though that album ended up being successful. Those were compilations of songs put together. But Take Care, Nothing Was the Same, you can tell that was dedication and time and effort. Not saying he didn't do that with the rest of them. But I feel like it's different when you're an artist trying to prove yourself and you have to give it everything you got and you want to be bold and daring and ambitious. So you decide to pull out all the stops. And then when you're mainstream, it's just like, you know, they're going to love it because my name is on there. With, what was his fourth album? If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. That gave me, that was good too. But that also gave me like, you know, it just was songs that were put together. But it worked because he was on a high. Like, that was a dope album too. Views, it gave me the vibes that, you know, it was supposed to be for radio hits. It didn't, like, I don't. This is why I should have went live. I feel like Views didn't have that memorable factor as his first four albums. I felt like it was just like, Here I Am, You're Gonna Love It. Hotline Bling was good on there. Family. Oh, God, I forgot. For the Fam. What the hell? Let me do this. I don't want to mess this this man's list. But the first song on that album was dope. Keep the Family Close. Wait, I'm lying. Views actually had some hits. I got to really think about that, though. But it grew. It didn't give me the same impact. But then I was in a different point in my life, too, where, you know, I didn't relate to a lot of Drake's music anymore because it was less about the R&B ambiance essence. You know, him getting in his emotional bag to him just kind of, like, telling you who he is. I think there was a lot of money talk. Him kind of just, you know, talking like he's a shit. I couldn't relate to that. That's sad to say. let me re-edit that. No, I couldn't relate to. There started to be a disconnect afterwards where I just enjoyed his music, but I couldn't relate to it anymore. So I was like, okay, that's fine. After Views, what was it? More Life. More Life was a beautiful project, start to finish. That was also another album I felt was a project put together, and it was like, this is how it has to go. These tracks can't be in this specific order. It has to be in this. I can't say specific. Oh, my gosh. It has to be in this order. Right after More Life, what came out? Scorpion. Again, I feel like Scorpion was a redoing, and it was just like, no, take this out, take this out. I can't talk. This is my last episode of the year. But I started to, that's when I started saying to myself, all right, I'm probably giving too much thought into what these albums are supposed to be. I'm not in the studio with these artists, you know what I mean, to kind of say this is supposed to be this way. But I often feel that way. It's like when you watch a movie and you could tell there was reshoots, and it's just like, okay, it we got away with it, but you can kind of tell that it was thrown in there at the last minute because there's a difference that you can't really spot, but you know is there. So when I started hearing that from Scorpion, like, really, it wasn't bad, but I don't know. I was like, I don't know. And one thing that Drake does that does bother me is sometimes that, it doesn't bother me like in a bad way, but he'll release a single that you won't hear on the album. He did that with Certified Lover Boy, when he dropped Laugh Now, Cry Later, I was 100% sure that I was going to be on the album. And he did that with Views 2 when he had, what was the name of that song? Pop Style. And Pop Style and Controller. Controller had Pop Can on there originally, and then it wasn't on the album. And then for Pop Style, he had Kanye and Jay-Z, which I thought would have made that album dope. And then you listen to it on the album, it's just him. Now, there may have been some, you know, issues outside of that, which made it like, yo, okay, we are on the radio version, but we can't be on the album version. So I can understand it, but then, you know, Drake's not the type to release a deluxe version of anything. What you get is what you get, and we're not in that mixtape era anymore, so it's not like we're going to hear these artists kind of say, hey, look, I got these tracks that I know y'all was waiting on. Care Package, it's random for me to bring up, but that was one of the best things he could have done for me, because a lot of the singles that never made it on the album were fire, and they just never, I was like, all right, so are we getting these on the album? Nah, they're just throwaways. Like, what the hell? And those singles often set the stage for what I thought the albums were going to be. So when I heard these things, I was like, okay, this is what we're getting. So when I heard the albums that were coming out at the time of those singles, I was like, this wasn't what I expected. But, you know, that's what I get from making assumptions. If there's one artist that makes me feel bad for assuming, it's Drake out there for sure. But let me give you all my list. I put this together. I was really passionate about this. I put this together, I think, a week after I heard the album, because I was ready to jump in, go on live and discuss it. I actually did go on live, but I had some issues with with connecting online. It was a whole thing. So I just want to put this out there for conversational purposes, because I really want to know what everyone else's album ranking. This is why you don't record 3 a.m. I really want to know where everyone's album ranking looks like. So for me, I put Nothing Was the Same as number one on my list, because that album, when that album came out, it was during a time in my life where those songs hit. I resonated with them, and to me, it's one of the best Drake projects that we got and that we'll ever get. I stand by that stance. Number two, I put Thank Me Later, because Thank Me Later is one of those albums that if I put it on, I could, like, I'm not looking for it, but if I play it, I'm not skipping anything, because each of those songs are fire. Take Care, I put number three. And it's hard to say, it was hard for me to even say that and put that on the list. But as much as I love Take Care, I looked at it like this. I've listened to Take Care long enough to enjoy it and not skip it. But if I wouldn't think about that album to listen to it, if that makes sense. Because I've enjoyed it enough. It's like how I feel about Avengers Endgame. That's one of my favorite movies of all time. But I'm not looking to watch it because it's a lot. And Take Care to me was like, a lot of songs were good, but there was a lot of slow songs where I'm like, okay, all right, let's just, like, Marvin's Room, Buried Alive. Every time Marvin's Room ends, before Buried Alive starts, I'd skip it. I'm like, I can't. This song is way too long. Afterwards, I put If You're Reading This, It's Too Late, because that album is hype. I love that album. Jungle is my shit. 6 p.m. in New York. Company. Legend. When I first heard Legend and how it started, I was like, oh, this is good. And I gotta give credit, you know what it is too? 40. The man is a genius. And the beats that Drake chose overall is what led me to just kind of enjoy his music too. He had an ear for beats. The people he worked with, they either made those beats for him, or he was lucky enough to come across those beats before anyone else. Cause I was like, yo, the way Legend starts, I shouldn't have made that sound effect, but here we are. It doesn't matter. Then I put More Life. More Life is really enjoyable for me. It gave me a feel-good vibe. Like, you can enjoy it. Like, one of my favorite songs on that album was Get It Together. Like, that's one of my favorite songs. Passion Fruit, I see myself listening to that in my 60s, 70s, 80s, God willing, and just enjoying life. Then I put Views, because, like I said, Views grew on me later on. So I was able to enjoy a lot of songs on there. And Child's Play, what? Man, that song comes on. I know all the words to that song. Faithful was really good. When Faithful first came out, it didn't have Division on there. And you know what's crazy? I used to call Division DVSN. And then one day it clicked in my head. I looked at the Division symbol on it. I was like, oh, Division. That makes sense. But his part in the song made me appreciate that. Made me appreciate it even more. Too Good with Rihanna, that was fire. Oh, yeah, man. Dark Lane demo tapes, I enjoy it, but I had to put it last because even though I can enjoy that album, not start to finish per se, but I could listen to 80% of the album, because of the other albums, like, I can enjoy a little more, I had to put it a little lower in the ranking. If a lot of these albums didn't exist, my list would probably sound a little different. Then I put Honestly Nevermind afterwards. Then I put Scorpion, because Scorpion did have, like, a lot of songs I could enjoy, but I could listen to Dark Lane demo tapes over Scorpion. Then Certified Lover Boy. Then I put For All the Dogs. For All the Dogs is last. And hey, look, listen, my list may change, but a lot of it just, when I was going through the list and I was putting it together, it proved my point about why it was too soon to judge the album when it came out. My ear changed, you know. My preferences changed. After a while, I said to myself, okay, you know what? I don't want to listen to this album too much. Let me listen to this one, and I can enjoy it more. Like, I'm talking all of this about Scorpion, but Scorpion to me is a dope summer album, if you really think about it. There's a song for everything in there. For Views, I put it more like a fall album going into winter, if that makes sense. Dark Lane demo tapes, that's a winter album for sure. Thank Me Later, Nothing Was the Same, Take Care, that's spring, fall vibes. That's how I associate music. Like, when can you listen to it? When you're able to enjoy it. Like, a lot of songs I can listen to because I can appreciate looking. Like, From Time, I listen to that song when the leaves are falling, when you get golden hour and you're just feeling that breeze of autumn. Oh, my God, that song hits. But I have a memory with that song, too. That's why I say that. For Thank Me Later, I listen to it and I'm always taken back to my high school days, like, especially Show Me a Good Time. That's a feel-good song. Find Your Love, let anyone who knew me at 17, 18 tell you, like, yo, I had that song on blast. It just hit, and summer was right around the corner. I was like, oh, my God. I wasn't crazy about the music video, though. I was like, okay, you ruined it, but you're a new artist. I'll let it slide. Listen to me. Like, I'll let it slide. So I associate a lot of music with when is the perfect time to listen to it. So For All the Dogs, I can enjoy that sound now, because to me, I associate it with, you can bump it at night when you're working or you're just up at night. A lot of those songs are enjoyable. Most people were saying that they were looking for growth. And I'm like, what does that mean exactly? You know what I mean? Like, what growth were you looking for? They was like, yo, you should talk about being a father. But I'm like, does that fit? Do you really want that? Or are you saying that because you want to sound like everyone else? Or you genuinely mean that, but you wouldn't even know how to appreciate it when you got it? I feel like I asked a weird question. But I'm like, imagine Drake gave us what we wanted. Him talking about growth and, you know, fatherhood. Would we really appreciate it? Would we really not want to listen to Rich Baby Daddy featuring SZA and Sexy Red? Am I the only one? Yo, let me tell you how that song grew on me. I was washing dishes, and the sample started, the girl singing. I was like, okay. And then Sexy Red comes. I'm like, hold up. The beat. I got ratchet happy birthday vibes from that song. I was like, yo, hold up. I can't hate on it. I can't. SZA smoked that song. Yo, every time a verse come on, I just be like, I got the bonnet on my head, too. It's crazy. It's crazy. I was faked ashamed to talk about that, but that's why I wanted to go on live. I was going to wear the bonnet and be like, yo, let's talk about the song, the number one smash hit on there. It's not first-person shooter. It's Rich Baby Daddy. That song is fire. I stand on that stance. But I think the title, the songs, they're just about, you know, it's for all the dogs. You know, if you really think about it, it's like, listen to those songs. Think about the title. Think about all the titles. Thank Me Later. You know, the project that when it came out, it was rushed, but nonetheless, it was an album that you can appreciate. So it's like, all right, Thank Me Later. Nothing Was the Same. It was nothing like the last album. Whoa, I skipped Take Care. Oh, my God. That's how much I love that. But Take Care, you can tell that there was a lot of care and process put into that album. Then Nothing Was the Same came, and it was nothing like the first two albums that we got. Right after that, we got If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. It's too late to go back to what you... Listen to me, I'm lying. I'm over here doing fake. Y'all probably was going like, yo, he's spitting all up. I was about to boost all the streams of all those albums. But, you know, and then I also was thinking about it too. When Drake first came out, a lot of people that are criticizing him now, I'm talking about those in, you know, mainstream media and other artists, a lot of people are criticizing him now were the very same ones that were saying he wasn't going to be who he is. And I think that they were looking for a reason to hate. I think Drake is in this space where he's just enjoying what he's making. And he's enjoying what he's listening to after he's made it, and he puts it out. And he, there was a video of him when they was asking him about Honestly Nevermind. He was like, yo, man, people don't enjoy the music over there, but over here they love it. Eventually it's going to grow. And he had a point. So maybe we should start listening to what these artists are saying and stop listening to what these artists are putting out first and think about it like, okay, this can grow on me. Oh, my God. Because Flight's book, you play that song while you on the highway and at nighttime, and then like the whole the bridge is lit up and you looking out the window. It's like, okay, Flight's book is fire. I'm going to do a list of all. Nah, that's hard to do. That's hard to do. That's really hard to do. It's been 30 minutes. Oh, my God. See what happens when you're passionate about something? But yeah, like, you know, overall, it's like I said, now I'm starting to listen to music without any expectations. Music has changed over the years. So it's like it's going to keep changing. So the sound that we're used to hearing or the sound that we're looking forward to may not be that sound anymore. Like, it may not exist. It may change. And it's one thing I could say, Drake has a lot of songs that we could go back to enjoy. If we don't like this project, we'd always go back to the past. But, you know, we shouldn't be so quick to judge someone because maybe he doesn't want to talk about his life on that to that degree, which is kind of crazy because if you listen to a lot of his music, he there's a lot of subliminals. There's a lot of now there is one thing I will say, speaking of which, he shouldn't have, you know, I don't know why he dissed Rihanna. There was a lot of subliminals I could have dealt without. And I think that's why I stopped really enjoying Drake music, because it's like, I'm not here to listen to the disses. And the reason why I say that is because he's on my list, on one of my favorite artists, but the Scorpion era, when he was beefing with Pusha T, he lost that. And I said that, you know, right after I heard Duppy Freestyle. And then, you know, Pusha T came back with that heat. I think that was the first time I experienced the rap beef. So, like right on the note. Usually I listen to a lot of diss songs late, but I caught that one right on time. I was like, wait, Drake got a what? And Pusha T, and I think what ruined that for Drake was, what's his name? Jada Prince, when he got involved and said, you know, we don't lay with pigs. I'm like, who are you? I mean that with all due respect, sir. I'm not trying to come at you. I'm just saying to say, like, I was looking for music. I was waiting to see what was going to be said. Because I didn't think it was going to get to that degree where it was going to get, you know, deadly or, you know, dangerous. I just wanted to hear what the response was going to be. And Drake kept saying, you know, I could have ended you, but I didn't. But the more you say it and you don't do it, it's just like, bro, you lost. Even if you didn't lose by the standards that are like, okay, you didn't get a chance to release the song, so we can't judge it. You lost, you know? And I think at that point, I started hearing Drake mad aggressive on beats, just him trying to get into that gang mode. And I'm like, fam, I just want to hear people sing. I just want to, you know, I just want to enjoy music. I just want to listen to it. I don't want to hear you trying to be something that you didn't come in. There goes my expectations. But I didn't want to hear that. And I think that's why Scorpion could have been way better if he just released it as what it was supposed to be, not what we got. That's why Scorpion's so low on my list, because it's like, you can tell, maybe, I don't know, maybe. Again, this is why I shouldn't want to lie, but I feel like that wasn't the original project. And we got what we got. And, you know, we can enjoy it, but I wanted to ask everyone, like, what Drake album do you find yourself listening to overall? Do you catch yourself listening to Drake as much as you think you do? Or do you not listen to him at all and you're looking for something new? And the reason why I say that is because everyone's saying For All the Dogs is not what I expected. But what were you listening to currently that you expected anything different? Like, Honestly Nevermind was the last album he dropped. It was a dance album. So when he announced For All the Dogs, were we thinking we were going to get more dance? Were we going to get R&B? Were we going to get something similar to, like, you know, Views? Or was it going to be straight rap? It left a lot to be desired when he said that. When he said For All the Dogs, I was like, all right, that's, I guess he meant that for all the boys, you know, for all his homies. And then I was like, wait, does he mean For All the Dogs? Like, you know, he's about to get into his bag. He said a line in one of the songs where he said, you know, he said, I'm a player. And I was like, oh, he said, I hope that music wasn't caught on the mic because I can't post this episode up. But he said something. He was like, I'm a player. And I'm like, damn, BBL Love. Yo, listen, Let's talk about the songs. Let me finish this list. BBL Love, What Would Pluto Do? Those two songs I did not think I would enjoy, but I got those on. I'm like, yo, these are some good songs. So I was like, okay. When I removed myself from the emotional attachment of the music, I was like, I can enjoy these songs. I don't have to relate to these songs to love them. What Would Pluto Do? BBL Love. Even the song with Bad Bunny is starting to grow on me. So I'm able to enjoy it without any, you know, I don't know. I guess everyone's ear is different. So I can't speak as if I have the cure or the method on how to listen to music properly. Everyone's going to listen to it and receive it in their own way, shape, or form. And I think everyone's opinion is their own valid opinion. But I just feel like in this day and age, I heard, you know, more. I think it's more easier to hate on something because, you know, it's too much time to invest to actually appreciating it and talking about it. There's that goal of wanting to be the first one or the one that's like, you know, to follow after. I pretty much said the same thing twice, but, you know, I'm not knocking anyone's opinion about it. I just wanted to wait because I said, you know something, I might not like it today, but I'm appreciate it tomorrow. I'm going to tell you all this. If I was going to record the minute I heard the album, I would have told you how much I don't like Rich Baby Daddy, and I wouldn't have been able to listen to that in public. They'd have been like, oh, chillus. Didn't you say, like, shh, 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 calm that down, calm that down. And like I said, my list is bound to change. I'm definitely going to share. I'm going to do a live where I'll talk about it. I just wanted the episode out because, again, you know, time is of the essence. It's October. We are 9 days away from October 31st, Halloween, and the end of the month. And then we have November and then December. There's like damn near 2 months left. And I have a goal to reach 25 episodes. And I wanted to record this and talk about it because I have another topic I'm already ready to speak on. But I do want to go on live and just talk because everyone said they wanted live. You all voted and I appreciate you all so much. And that's what made this so frustrating because I said everyone is participating in the vote and I can't drop the episode as soon as possible. I was so frustrated, but I said, you know what, it is what it is. And now I feel more comfortable recording. So it was all meant to be, you know. It just took time and patience and effort. And here we are. You're all listening to me and hopefully, you know, this episode sparks a debate and conversation. Like, when it comes to music, I did say this before too, I'm very passionate about it. My favorite artist, I can talk about as much as, you know, people talk about their favorite athletes. Like, music is my niche, just like podcasting. I'm the number one out there. Come on now. Biggest of what? Now, let me start that. Biggest of Super Bowl, all right? Let's not get it twisted out here. Chillus is number one, all right? Now, let me stop. Yo, you imagine somebody just heard that and was like, all right, word, that's how you feel? Podcast beef would be crazy, yo. I don't even know how you would even... How would that even work? You know, I drop an episode as soon as you drop one, and then what? It's, podcast beef is just basically music beef without beats. I'm wasting time. Yeah, 38 minutes in. I got my point across a little bit. I did discuss everything I wanted to discuss. I don't feel as confident announcing my Drake albums rankings. I kind of feel like I'll change my mind, but I do stand on it for now. So I'm gonna, you know, wrap this recording up before I go back and say, hold on, let's revise this. You know, if I was on the live, I probably would have changed it. I know a lot of people wanted to interact, and that's why, you know what? I will do a side A, side B. Side A is audio, side B is for what would B stand for? For being on live. There we go. This is where magic happens. Yeah, I'll definitely do that for sure. I'll do it earlier in the day because that's another thing too. Like the time I'm available, I feel like no one's going to be online. So I try to find like maybe 5 p.m., 6 p.m. I could do something like that and then we'll go from there. But for now, we'll just play it by ear as we normally do on this podcast. Oh my God. As I think about it, I'm not even in the double digits yet. So I really got to grind. October is going to be Grindtober. Or Oct Grinder. I don't know. I don't even know at this point. I don't know. But now that we've reached the end of our episode, let me make this huge announcement that I've been dying to make since I was able to finish it today. The Chillin' with Chillus podcast is proud to announce that we finally have merchandise. It was, I wish I had like an applause button to press. I really miss my old setup, but it is what it is. But we finally have merchandise. I was, you know, back and forth about it for a while. I actually had it set up in my back pocket for a while, but there was never the right time to set it up. But I was able to, you know, just, I got to give my mom credit. She was the one that said, you know, just go for it. And I was like, all right, you know what? So that is one thing I'm proud to announce. I'm going to mention it again on the live, and I'm going to have the link spread. I'm going to share the link with this episode, but I'm going to talk about it more in depth because it's going to, like, what the shop is now, it's not going to be the same later. So a lot of what you're going to see on there, if you do check it out, won't probably be there for long. So I did a thing where I put a promotion up where everything you can get 50% off. Yeah, I'm generous like that. I would have did 90%, but you know, come on, it's about to get cold. I need to eat. But yes, I'm very excited to make that announcement. I've been super, super, super nervous about it because, you know, one thing I was nervous about is if I put it out and then nobody is receptive to it, then, you know, I will be disappointed, not discouraged, but in my head, this could really take off and really help, you know, my goal, which is to put this podcast on a different plateau. Like I got a lot that I want to do when it comes to this brand in general. And I have to do a lot of networking. I have to do a lot of things where I put myself out there. And this was one of those things. And I've done almost everything in my head. I've done music. I've done voiceovers and podcasting is on that list now. So now I'm in the avenue of selling merchandise. So if you enjoy the podcast, if you ever buy anything from me, even if it's one thing, or even if you don't, you just share the link. I just appreciate the love that you all show overall. So you can all do no wrong with me, except, you know, judge my Drake list. You know, you do that, you get banned. You know what I'm saying? I got some pull in the six. You know what I mean? You know, it's an OVO chillest collab coming. You know what I was saying to myself too? Drake was responding to a lot of people when it was criticizing the album. So another reason why I didn't want to make I can't even put my words together. The reason why I didn't want to say anything too soon is because I figured, I was like, what if I go on live and then, you know, somebody tags him and then he calls like, yo, what's up? And then before you know it, it's like, yeah, this is my viral moment, but I'm probably gonna get roasted. Like, yo, you still potting? How them ads running? And then, you know, then that's when I got to get back in the studio with the pen and paper and I got to ether this kid. And I don't want to do that. Let me stop. Yo, you see what I'm saying now? You see what I'm saying? But yeah, I've ventured through a lot of avenues. So this is one that I'm excited about. I really want to see how it all goes. And I have high expectations for it in a sense that I'm being positive. So I really hope you all enjoy what you see on there. If you have any ideas of what I should put on the shop, let me know. But yes, we finally got merchandise. I did a poll for that way back when, and everyone was like, hell yeah. You know, people I know was like, yeah, we've been dying for that. Now, things have changed. Inflation is a thing. You know, things are a lot more expensive. So they're probably going to be like, listen, chillus. You know, I love you, but I love my pockets more. And I don't think a hoodie is going to help me, you know, solve my hunger issue. You know what I mean? I don't think I'll be able to drink a hoodie. I don't think a hoodie's going to help me pay my rent that went up again. So, you know, hopefully this is in with good timing. But the holiday season is coming up, man. What's a better way to say happy holidays than with the chillest hoodie or a mug? Don't get it for me, though, because it's like, that'd be kind of wild. Yo, look what I got you, man. I got you a hoodie and a return receipt. Wear it, return it so the money could go back in my account. That'd be crazy. That would be wild, man. That would be, I wouldn't even know how to feel about that. I would be like, you know something, you did give me a gift, and no one ever said gifts have to be long-term. I don't want to play any seat. I mean, if that's some, is that, can you imagine if that's a way to save some money? You just give somebody something, and you give them a time limit. You got 30 days to enjoy this, so, you know, use it, enjoy it, and then give it the hell right back so I can give it back for either store credit or for my full refund. That'd be wild. But yeah, I'm going to put the link up of the store. I'm going to go live. It's going to be a busy week overall. This episode was supposed to come out Saturday and it's Sunday, but it is what it is. It's fine. So to make up for it, I have to do another episode this week, but I hope this episode gets highlighted enough because I want to talk about it. I want to talk about it with my artist friends. I want to talk music with my artist friends. I want to have guests. I have a lot that I want to do for this podcast. I really want to get it off the ground. And you know, I checked my iTunes list the other day. Not my iTunes list. I'm sorry. I checked iTunes and I went to podcast and I looked at my podcast because why the hell not? And I have 128 episodes. I did not know that. I knew I was in the hundreds already, but I didn't know I was close to 130. So I'm like, I have all these episodes and, you know, I'm still kind of where I didn't think I would be, which is not a bad thing because, you know, a lot's happened. There's been a lot of hiatuses. I've been stagnant. But then I said to myself, you know, I want to venture out more. Because even if I did, you know, only 10 episodes or like 128, there's no guarantee that I'm going to, you know, things happen when they're supposed to happen. But me seeing that versus, you know, what I've been saying this entire time and what I haven't been doing to help those things come true, that's what's been bothering me. So I'm going to do a lot more. I'm going to be very annoying and mess with sending episode links. And I really apologize for that in advance, but I got to be more on the grind. I got to be more hungry for it. There's a lot riding on me wanting to get to a certain point with this podcast. Not saying that there's a time limit, but there will be a point where Chilla says goodbye. I've been teasing that for a while, and I will tell you all what that means in due time, but that is not that time right now. It is time to wrap things up and to, you know, get some rest. Man, I can't believe it's almost 50 minutes. This is like the first hour episode I did for the season. Kind of proud of that. I should have split this episode in two. Damn it. But it's cool. It is what it is. Thank you all for tuning in. I hope my stuttering, I hope my unprofessionalism of not, you know, being able to pronounce specific didn't trigger anyone. You were able to listen to this episode all the way through. If you listen to it for a second, a minute, or for the entirety of this episode, then I love and I appreciate it all the same. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Hopefully you get to check out the shop when you can. Hopefully you share it. Hopefully, you know, you don't have to purchase it. I'm lying. Buy everything. I'm going to do a thing from now on. If you click that link, you have to buy something. You can't leave. The X button on the phone will disappear or your computer. But No. But I do hope that you all check out the shop at least and give me some feedback. I want to hear everything that you all have to share. Hopefully you enjoy this episode. We're going to hit 25 episodes. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're gonna wrap up the season with our usual strong number. I love and I appreciate you all as always. Listen, I normally don't speak on, you know, what's going on in the world because it's very tricky to have an opinion these days, but I will say this, and I'm going to say this one time, I'm not going to defend my point to anyone. Genocide overall is a terrible thing. I don't like the idea of countries warring with one another. I wish for a peaceful resolution among both sides. I wish for peace going forward. And I wish that people can see that your end game results in a lot of loss of life. Think about all the lives that are being lost for a goal or for an agenda. Now, I'm not knocking any other side. I'm just saying the overall aspect of it is like, I'm not crazy about that. So I hope that there is a peaceful resolution. I did see something the other day that said, you know, silence won't be forgiven. And I'm like, to each his own. Some people just don't feel comfortable talking about something they don't know about. But for me, overall, war is wrong. Bloodshed over nothing is wrong. Bloodshed overall is wrong. And I do hope for a peaceful resolution. I thought that was an alarm. Yo, the way I jumped out of my chair. This is why I don't talk about this. But no, seriously, thoughts and prayers and positive vibes are sent to those who are unfortunate and are experiencing such crazy and hectic times. Like, my heart goes out to them, in all honesty, it does. I'm not here to pick a side. I'm not here to say who's right or who's wrong. At the end of the day, I don't have that power to give that kind of judgment. That is going to be determined in the afterlife, you know. But I will say, you know, genocide is terrible. There's kids that are losing their lives, babies, people who are unable to live a life normally because they have to live in fear or they lose their lives so suddenly. That's all I wanted to say about that. And right on the 50-minute mark, too, that's crazy. But you all be safe, be sound, keep your feet on the ground. Thank you all for tuning in. I'll be back. In the meantime, give this episode a spin. Chillis out. Yo, I sounded real smooth. I was going to leave it like that, but I was just so shocked how that worked. Let me get out of here. For all the pods.